This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee.
Back on Rutherford Issues this afternoon on a finally Friday. It's the last Friday of October, and the last Friday of any given month is reserved for our friends at Domestic Violence Program and Sexual Assault Services. And it's been a busy month for folks over there, Trista Pertlebond.
It sure has, Brian.
Are you recovered, recouping? I know the last weekend was a big weekend.
Well, we are trying. We're trying to get in the swing, transition in to get ready for the holiday season. So, as you know, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We've had a lot of activities this month.
A lot, including Empower Fest.
Yes, this past Saturday. We'd like to thank everybody for coming out and making it such a great success. Our resource fair, we had great participants. The kids' carnival was amazing. I mean, we had llamas, a rock climbing wall, bouncy houses. It was great.
Llama. Well, what kid doesn't like llamas?
There were several adults that loved the petting zoo.
I bet. Did anyone get spit on?
No.
No? No spitting?
No spitting.
Okay. Llamas kind of do that kind of thing sometimes. Angela Manavong, did I say it right?
You did.
Okay. She is the children's advocate with Domestic Violence Program, joining us here as well. Did you have anything to do with all the kids' activities at all?
I was actually in charge of the kids' carnival.
I kind
of
thought so, you may. Being the children's advocate, that automatically means anything with kids you get,
yes.
Right?
Yes. It was a lot of fun, though.
So, do you bring out your inner kid when you're thinking about all this stuff? How do you know?
Yeah. Definitely. I always say that I'm a big kid at heart. I think that's why I took this job. So it was a lot of things that I wanted at the kids' carnival.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I got a lot of stuff, and I really, really am thankful that I didn't really have to look that far. Ooh, did I touch something?
No.
Oh.
It's all right. But, everything's kind of rearranged in here.
So. I didn't have to look that far for a lot of anything, or I didn't have to call out. They came to us. A lot of them did. They heard about it, and they were like, is there anything that we could do to help out? So a lot of them were the community that just heard through different agencies and different things. A lot of churches, a lot of, what were they, Girl Scouts? A lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what this whole event was, to say thank you to the community. And what does the community do, Trista? And they say, how can we help you again?
That's right. We are so fortunate to be here in this community just because of the response that we receive. It's unbelievable sometimes to us. And we're so gracious.
I know I was talking to Deb, I guess, a couple of weeks ago about that. And she talks to a lot of other domestic violence programs around the state, I guess the Southeast, maybe even across the country, that ask, how do you get that kind of community support? It's very unusual, I guess.
It is. And, you know, we see that a lot when we go to trainings and other people, that the problems that they have, our program is so far, you know, beyond that in so many ways. And it just reminds us when we go, we kind of look at each other and say, wow, you know, our problems, so thankful we're not that stage and where you know we're at now. And without the community, we wouldn't be that far along.
Yeah, well, 25 years experience, I guess, helps in everything.
I think Ms. Dabb would tell you that you definitely live and learn. And
yeah.
I asked her what her one word, if she could pick, for the past 25 years, and she said growth. And I think she's absolutely right.
See a lot of purple this month too.
Oh yeah, yeah. We try to get the color out there because that is the color for domestic violence awareness.
Well, now that you can kick back and relax and not have to worry about anything for the next couple of months. Oh wait, Christmas is coming up, right?
It sure is.
So much for the time away.
Yeah, it's coming up in December. The 16th is when we plan to have the party. Right now, we're looking for a lot of the sponsors to adopt families. This year, we're starting something different where we call it Adopt a Star. So every family and every member in a family is a star. We've gotten a lot of people so far, and it's only October. But we have a lot of families, unfortunately, this year who really need a lot of help. I've noticed that the 3 years I've been here, every year it increases as far as children coming into our shelter. Mm-hmm. And so we are still needing sponsors. If anybody's interested, they could contact us at our main office or at 615-895-0185, and I could email them all the information. But we are still looking for sponsors. We have a location at North Boulevard Church of Christ. They're very fortunate in helping us and donating us the big venue. So we're really excited about that. It's the first time here. We are in the process of getting food and stuff like that. So if anybody interested in donating food, we would love that. But yeah, everything right now is on is rolling, and it's happening slowly, but it's happening.
Now, how do you come up with those who were actually on the Stars, the Adopt-A-Stars? These are clients that don't necessarily have to be in the shelter now, or how does that work?
Originally, it's those who have come into our shelter within the past year, but we also help with all of those who come in and get orders of protection who still need help that way, who don't actually stay in the shelter. So we help with outreach clients. We help with follow-up clients who've been with us and kind of went out but still need help for Christmas, so we still help them. We help elder clients, all of those who are former clients or present, basically.
Wow. The list, it continues to grow. Do you know about where it is now?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I know last year we had about maybe 45 families. Now, all families are different. So there was some of 5, some of 7, some of 2. Mm-hmm. But there were 45 families last year. This year, I have maybe 5 or 6 families that have turned in their wish lists. Actually, just turned it in. But it is still October.
Sure.
So I'm sure that list will grow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So that's 45 families and 2 to 5 people, whatever, in the family. The lists are considerable. So the community always seems to respond.
Always. And that's what I love so much about our community, is because no matter what, I always could depend on them. And a lot of them are the same ones who help within year and year. But we get a lot of new ones who come and they want to help out that following year, which is great, because I had a lot of newcomers who were the first to contact me, like beginning of October, who said, we want to help. So I think it's really, really fortunate that we get a lot of people who are wanting to help out these families, because without them, they wouldn't have a Christmas. So
we're talking to Trista Pirtle-Bond and Angela Manavong with Domestic Violence Program, Sexual Assault Services. Trista, this, I guess, is an integral part of what you do. It's outreach. It's not necessarily the orders of protection and the day in and day out, but it's how you help the family get started on a new life.
That's absolutely right. That I believe that you could say that's our ultimate goal, you know, for someone to be safe and secure and have all their basic needs met. And so we really enjoy the Christmas party as staff, because we get to see a side of happiness that many times, like, you know, where I've been in court or I've been at the, you know, helping someone with a protective order. It's nice to see them in that perspective. And I will say, too, this Christmas, this party that we do, it's the only Christmas that these kids get. And the parents, too, we try and get their wish list, because they deserve Christmas, too. Mm-hmm. So it's a joy. It's a joy when you see a kid and they see the first bicycle they've ever had, you know, or basketball or a jacket. Mm-hmm. So they're warm, and there's not words to describe it.
Well, it is the holiday season, and that's what Christmas is all about, you know, and to see these young families and young people, you know, I bet you could even look, Angela, at the wish list, and see some things on there that we take for granted every day, like clothes and coats and things like that.
I was actually talking about that today, because you know, in previous years, so you would think that you would ask for a bike all the time, or, you know, like Xbox and stuff like that, but they're asking for socks, for jackets and clothes, and it kind of shocks me, because that's not what I would want for Christmas, you know what I mean? But it is. It's just like the little necessity things that they really, really need. But it that kind of also really put something deep in my heart to see that not everybody really is all materialistic. You know, it's just, and that's what I enjoy about our sponsors, is because even though they see all this stuff, they're like, well, what do they really, really want? Do they like Spider-Man? So I could get them a little bit of something, too, that they really could have fun with.
Sure.
So, and that's a good thing I want to bring up, is that the sponsors get really close and connected with the families. Though we keep it where it's all confidential, they are allowed to learn about the families, because the families write on their wish list a little bit about something of them. You know, like, I'm a college student, I have 2 kids and all this stuff. So it describes a little bit of who they are, so they learn about each family that mm-hmm. they get.
Now, how does someone, are you talking about businesses that sponsor or adopt a star, or are these community people?
It's both.
Really?
Yeah, we have a lot of people who are churches or agencies, like hospitals also, schools, really anybody and everybody could adopt.
So how do you go about that process? I mean, I'm sure that now you're just in the stage of getting the wish list back, mm-hmm. So where will the stars be to adopt and things like mm-hmm. that?
A lot of the times I start off with those who've assisted us before, so I send out the letter saying it's time to year again, please help us out, but I also just put it out there through you guys, WGNS or our newsletter, everywhere that we could possibly have avenues of getting it out there so that people could help us. A lot of the times they just hear from us from people who've helped us before, like their friends of friends, so it's just we put it out there and hopefully they respond back.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you take each little part of someone's wish list and break it apart, or do you adopt a family or adopt one person in that family? How does that work?
It's, again, both ways.
Okay.
You could have a family of three. On the sponsor form, you could put whatever number you want. You could get a family of three, of 10, however many, or you could have just stopped one star if you can't afford, because I know it's a lot of troubling right now with just the economics and stuff. So you could have just stopped one person. But we do ask that you get at least 4 to 7 gifts per person so that it's equal, rather than having one family who has a lot and one who doesn't have anything really underneath their tree. So that's the only requirement really if you want to be a sponsor.
Sure. The annual Christmas party is the 16th, so I'm sure that the gathering of the wish list items is going on now, will happen pretty quickly, so mm-hmm. you can get this out to those who are going to actually purchase the gifts.
Yes. We are asking that the sponsors go ahead and contact us. So that we can get it. I put on the forms November the 18th, but I know that doesn't happen because every year I always have last minute people who are needing assistance. So up until the day of the party, I still gather presents. A lot of the times we get people who just want to donate presents and not actually adopt a family, and that's a good thing too, because last minute we could always grab some of that stuff and put it in with a family who is last minute. But yes, we're continuously getting people, so it's up until the day of.
Awesome. Talking today about the domestic violence program and sexual assault services with Angela Manavong and Trista Pertle-Bond. This is also a time of the year where it seems like people are asked to give and give, and sometimes the giving that goes on during the year is not as heavy during this time for certain things. I'm thinking about food, for instance, and you have to have food at the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that going on this time of the year sometimes, Trista?
Absolutely. Actually, at the shelter, we are very low on canned goods. We were just talking about that last week, and usually right around Thanksgiving that picks up because a lot of people want to do donation drives. But yes, if anyone out there is listening and wants to do a canned food drive, we can always use that. At the shelter, obviously, but also when families come in, especially around the holidays and they don't have food. And so we try and give that to them. So MTSU, the Greeks, are actually doing an event this year. I think they did it last year as well. It's called Greeksgiving. And they are doing a canned food drive at MTSU, I think, for the whole month or something. And then they are having a dinner right before their Thanksgiving break where they're actually going to cook and feed the shelter and staff at a location. We haven't, I don't know of the location yet, but it's just, it's amazing. They called us and like, hey, we want to do this. And the guy was like, we want to make it bigger than last year. So we're very excited.
Greeksgiving, I like that.
Greeksgiving, very creative.
It is. That's what you get with college students. So the upcoming holiday season is very busy. So we wanted to also mention that if someone wants to donate food for the food drive or for the shelter, if you will, that this is a great opportunity to do that. A lot of times, summertime is really slow, and this is kind of in between time. A lot of folks get stocked back up over Thanksgiving, but that only lasts for a certain amount of time before you really need more.
That's right. I mean, we have people at the shelter all the time, and hungry kids, so... Mm-hmm. Always need food. You know, we're always kind of looking for that when people call. And excellent time. I mean, you may not can volunteer with with food or with adopting a star for the Christmas party, but your time is just as important to us. So if someone out there is listening and they don't necessarily want to do the financial or can or something, we always appreciate great volunteers. It takes a lot of people running around on that day of the party to get the presents to the spot. Yes. Last year, I did not believe how much running was involved in carting of presents. And it was a lot of work. And Angela does such a great job. So, yes, volunteers. We love our volunteers.
Got to have them. So if anyone's interested in volunteering, giving of their time, their talents, giving of canned food items, adopting a star, all of this stuff that we have talked about here today, how do they find or how can they find out more about doing that?
They can call our office. Our main office number is 896-7377. You can check our website, www.dvpshelter.org. Just call us. My name's Trista, and her name's Angela, and we would love to talk to you.
That sounds like some kind of band.
Trista
and Angela. Some kind of duo there. Maybe you all can sing at the Christmas party.
You don't know.
No, not going there?
Mm-mm. But we do have a choir coming out to sing for us, so we're really happy and excited about that.
So you're off the hook.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Keep us updated on how things are going, and if there are any needs. I mean, sometimes you have kids come in, and the diapers, and wipes, and all that kind of stuff. I guess anytime you can take those donations.
Absolutely. We try and keep diapers and wipes at the main office, and of course at the shelter. You know, and it might even be like we come in, you know, a mom comes in and she needs 20 of them to get through to her paycheck, you know, or, you know, we try and give that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, folks can help. Just call 896-7377 if you have a desire to help out in any way. And I'm sure if someone says, I don't really know what you need, someone on the other end of that line will say, well, we could use this, this, or this.
That's right.
Yeah, I've called before, so we know. Well, ladies, we will talk to you, I guess, after Thanksgiving, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's unbelievable.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Coming up, it seems weird to even be saying that, but we will see you very soon, and congratulations on 25 years, a great Empower Fest event this past weekend, and we will talk soon.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Trista Pirtlebond and Angela Manavong joining us from Domestic Violence Program Sexual Assault Services here in Rutherford County. A break, and we'll come back and wrap it all up here on WGNS AM/FM.